When the workmen and their teams at last finished putting the capstone on the dolmen, the sun was well down, casting a rich, honeyed light over the turf mound. The shadow of the dolmen stretched long across the green plain. I commanded Gwion to bring my harp, and I gathered the host to sing the lament for the brave. Long it had been since any among us had heard the spirit-quickened music of the harp and voices lifted in song, and the people wept to hear it. Tears of sorrow, yes, but also tears of healing. We sang, and the tears flowed from our eyes and from our souls. When the lament finished, they called for more. I strummed the harp and thought what I might sing, what gift I might give them. It felt good to have a harp nestled against my shoulder once more, and soon my fingers found their way, and I began to sing the song that I had been given. I sang, and the words kindled the vision once more, and it began to live in the world of men. While I sang, the setting sun spilled red gold into the heavens. Clouds stained with rosy fire spread like fingers across the sky. It was the time between times, and I stood before a mounded dolmen, a hallowed place. Words spoken at such times become sparks to inflame men's hearts. And I knew in my bones that the things of which I sang were yet to come. They would be. An extract from The Song of Albion, Book 2, The Silver Hand, by Stephen Lawhead.